Benji Molina came back to the college, along with local educator and elected official Lynn Pancrazzi, as a 2017 inductee into the AWC Hall of Fame. Molina from Puerto Rico was a shortstop and pitcher for the Matadors prior to a long career as a catcher on four Major League Baseball teams. I sat down with Molina after last week's Hall of Fame ceremonies, and I asked the major leaguer nicknamed Big Money how he came to AWC.
That was a funny story. We had a team in American Legion Baseball in Puerto Rico, and we won everything to go to the World Series in Corvallis, Oregon. A friend of a family, his son came here. So he was telling me, he straight up said, hey, you want to go to Western College? In my head, I don't know why, I thought that Western and thought I was going to Florida, right? Since he said that, I said yes. Talked to my dad, and he said, heck yeah, go. Then I took a flight from Oregon to Phoenix, and I was like, wow, we're here already. And then all of a sudden, I got into a plane that's real small from Phoenix. Planes. Yeah, the knuckleball planes. Yeah. And I'm like, are we going in this plane to Florida? It's crazy. We got up and down real fast. I'm like, wow. So I thought maybe I fell asleep so many hours. But then when I came in, it was all desert at the airport. When it was really hot, and then I looked down and I saw the Arizona Republic. And that's when I first came to, in Arizona and not in Florida.
Did you have any thoughts of getting back on the plane and going somewhere?
For a week. For a whole week, I started calling my mom and dad. Collect calls, by the way. The practice haven't started yet. I didn't understand anybody. I was lucky that it was five more guys in here for Puerto Rico. So made it easier. I keep telling my dad, I want to go back. I don't want to be here. So my dad got tired of me calling, and he said, hey, listen, just wait until practice starts, and I think that's going to help you. And I said, okay, but then the practice started. And from then on, man, it was a different ball game because you don't need to know English to play ball. I liked the running, the training. I liked everything. So I stay here.
Were there any specific things that you might have learned that happened here at AWC that helped you get to the majors?
The humbleness is what helped me get to the big leagues from here. Hard work, of course, because this is the first time that you're organized in baseball. It wasn't easy here playing baseball. The easy part was going to school because it was ESL. I thought it was pretty easy for me, but the baseball part was really tough. I think that toughening it up, and then all of a sudden I'm here by myself. My dad and my mom are not here taking care of me. We didn't have no car. We didn't have any of the things that the kids have now. So I think along all those 2 years, having that made me a stronger guy.
Once you left AWC, was it a quick road or a long road to the majors? Tell me a little bit about what that's like.
I think it was a long road, just because you're constantly fighting your way up and fighting with others. Of course, I was never drafted, so I was just signed as a free agent for $1,000. So they don't see you the same way as that guy. That's the third round, second round, first round. So they put you on the bottom. I was always like the fifth prospect in catching, but it is tough. It's real tough.
Molina credits his parents with his tenacity to pursue his baseball career. His goal was to play 10 years in the majors. He was a catcher for 14. Winning a World Series ring with the Anaheim Angels and the San Francisco Giants. He's the oldest of three Major League catching brothers. For KAWC News, I'm Kim Johnson.